So in this tutorial, we're going to take a look at regions and region selecting. And region selecting is one of those things that I think a lot of people may struggle with when they first start using Logic. So if you're brand new to recording in general, regions and tracks are the two main things you're going to be working with, especially when you're editing. Tracks you can think of kind of like as your channels or your lanes, if you want to think of stuff that are running horizontal across the screen, kind of like lanes on a highway. And each of those will hold your audio or MIDI data. And now audio tracks obviously will hold audio data, and MIDI tracks will hold MIDI data. So every time you record something and you stop, you create a new region. If you're coming from a DAW like Pro Tools, I believe those are called clips. And if you're coming from Reaper, I believe those are called items. So if you think of clips or items, if you're coming from Pro Tools or Reaper, that's exactly what a region is in Logic. Every time you take one region and split with Command T, you're now creating two regions. Think about it in the sense of you used to have one piece of paper, and if you tear that paper, you now have two pieces of paper. It still takes up the same physical amount of space if you hold them right next to each other, but instead of having one piece of paper, you have two pieces of paper. That's kind of how you can think of what happens to your audio or MIDI regions when you split them with Command T. So as I was saying, you can have a track that has one region on it, or you can have a track that have multiple regions on it. Let's say you're recording something like vocals. You might record the first verse from bar 9 to bar 21, and then if you want to put the second verse on the same track, you might record the second verse from, say, bar 33 to bar 45 or something like that, for example. But your piano track might just have the piano starting at bar 1 through to the end of the song at bar 97 or wherever that might be. So it really depends. Now, you can also join regions should you choose to do that as well, and some people do that to make editing easier. So for right now, we're going to talk about how to navigate between regions. So for this example, I have a simple project here with just two tracks in it, and I'll interact with a track header.
In tracks header, track one instrumental, groove.
And you see we have track one is the instrumental.
Track two vocals, groove.
And track two is the vocal. Now, the instrumental track has one region on it, and the vocal track has two regions on it. So let's go back to the instrumental track.
Track one instrumental, groove.
And once you have a track selected, all the regions on the track are selected. And Control Home and Control End will tell you where your region selection starts and where your region selection ends. But remember, all the regions on a track are selected when you first select a track. So it will tell you where the first region starts on that track and where the last region ends on that track as well. So you can see where the data on that track starts and ends overall. But you can also use the left and right arrows to select the individual regions on a track. So let's start with track one. As I said, there's one region on this track, and I'll show you how you can verify that. So if I press Control End,
137 bars, 1 beat, 1 division, 196 ticks.
You see that ends somewhere after 137 bars. And if I press Control Home,
1 bar, 1 beat, 1 division, 1 tick.
You see that starts right at bar 1, beat 1, right? But remember, I said there's one region on here, and whenever you select a track, you select all the regions on the track. So how do you tell if there's only one region on the track? So if I press the right arrow, it will unselect all the regions on a track. And then if I press the right arrow again, it will select the first region on a track. But when you only have one region on a track, it'll basically go from having nothing selected to something selected to nothing selected to something selected, because there's only one region on a track. So essentially what's happening is it selects that single region. You press the right arrow again, it goes to nothing being selected, and it selects that single region again. So let's demonstrate that. So if I press the right arrow once, and I press Control End and Control Home, you see it doesn't say anything that time, right? But if I press the right arrow again, press Control End,
137 bars, 1 beat, 1 division, 196 ticks.
And Control Home,
1 bar, 1 beat, 1 division, 1 tick.
You see we have that region that ends at 137 and starts at bar 1 again. If I press the right arrow again, Control End, Control Home, nothing is selected. So it keeps wrapping back around to select the only region on the track. Now let's go down to this vocal track.
Track two vocals.
This vocal track has two regions on it. If I press Control End,
45 bars, 1 beat, 3 divisions, 1 tick.
You see that region ends at bar 45. If I press Control Home,
9 bars, 1 beat, 1 division, 1 tick.
you see that region starts at bar 9. But as I said, this track has two regions on it, so how do we verify that? Now, we can do the same method. If we press the right arrow, the first time it's going to unselect all the regions on the track. Press the right arrow a second time, it will select the first region on the track. Press the right arrow again, it will select the second region on the track. When we press the right arrow the third time, it's going to once again unselect all the regions on the track because there's nowhere else for it to go after the second region because there are only two regions on the track. And if we press it again, it wraps around and selects the first region on the track for us. So if I press the right arrow once, control end, control home, doesn't say anything. Press it again and control end.
21 bars 1 beat 1 division 1 tick.
See, this region ends at bar 21.
9 bars 1 beat 1 division 1 tick.
And starts at bar 9. So you see, we now have the first region selected, and that region goes from bar 9 to bar 21. If I press the right arrow again, and let's do control home first this time. So control home.
32 bars 4 beats 4 divisions 240 ticks.
So that region starts at bar 33. It says 32 bars 4 beats 4 division 240 ticks. That is essentially bar 33. And if I press control end.
45 bars 1 beat 3 divisions 1 tick.
You see it ends at bar 45. So control home.
32 bars 4 beats 4 divisions 240 ticks.
Bar 33 just about. And control end.
45 bars 1 beat 3 divisions 1 tick.
Bar 45. Now if I press the right arrow again. And control N, control home, and home, you see nothing is happening here. That is because once you get to the last region on the track, it unselects all the regions again, so unselects that last region, and then when you press right arrow again, it wraps around and selects the first region. So I just pressed the right arrow, so now if I do control home.
9 bars 1 beat 1 division 1 tick.
See, it's back to the region that starts at bar 9, and control end.
21 bars 1 beat 1 division 1 tick.
It's back to the region that ends at bar 21. So control home.
9 bars 1 beat 1 division 1 tick. 21 bars 1 beat 1 division 1 tick.
All right. So right arrow will move you to the next region on the track, and it will unselect the last region, and then it will wrap around and select the first region again. So when you move to the track, I'm going to move off the track and back onto it.
Track 1 instrumental.
That's track 1.
Track 2 vocals.
And now I'm back on track 2. And remember, VO up and down or just up and down arrows will select your tracks. All right. So when you select a track, all the regions are selected. So if I do control N now.
45 bars 1 beat 3 divisions 1 tick.
Our region selection ends at bar 45.
9 bars 1 beat 1 division 1 tick.
But starts at bar 9. But once again, if I want to select the first region on a track, I have to press the right arrow twice because the first time it unselects all the region, second time it selects the first region. So press the right arrow twice, and now control N.
21 bars 1 beat 1 division 1 tick.
It's bar 21.
9 bars 1 beat 1 division 1 tick.
And starts at bar 9. So you see we have the first region on the track selected again. Press the right arrow again. Now it should move to the region that starts at bar 33 and ends at bar 45. So control N.
45 bars 1 beat 3 divisions 1 tick.
See, it ends at bar 45. Control home.
32 bars 4 beats 4 divisions 240 ticks.
You see that it starts at bar 33. Right arrow again. Nothing selected. Right arrow one more time.
21 bars 1 beat 1 division 1 tick.
Ends at 21.
9 bars 1 beat 1 division 1 tick.
Starts at bar 9. All right, so now let's talk about the left arrow. Left arrow works the same way. The left arrow will select a previous region on a track. So I'm going to move off this track and back onto it.
Track 1 instrumental, track 2 vocals.
So we got the vocal track selected again. And as you may remember by now, when you select a track, it selects all the regions on the track. So control N should end at bar 45.
45 bars 1 beat 3 divisions 1 tick.
And control home should start at bar 9.
9 bars 1 beat 1 division 1 tick.
And we just confirmed that. So now if I do the left arrow, it's going to unselect all the regions on the track, much like the right arrow does the first time you press it. And then it will select the last region on the track when you press it again. So press the left arrow once, control end, control home. See, nothing is selected right now because it didn't speak. Press the left arrow again and control end.
45 bars 1 beat 3 divisions 1 tick.
And control home.
32 bars 4 beats 4 divisions 240 ticks.
You see that we have that region that ends at 45 and starts at 33 selected, right? Now, same deal if we press the left arrow again, it will select the previous region. And if you remember, that's the region that should start at bar 9 and end at bar 21, right? So control home.
9 bars 1 beat 1 division 1 tick.
Region starts at bar 9, control end.
21 bars 1 beat 1 division 1 tick.
The region ends at bar 21. And if I press the left arrow again, it will unselect everything again. So control end, control home. Doesn't say anything. Press the left arrow one more time and it should wrap around and select a region that starts at bar 33 and ends at bar 45. So let's do control home first this time. So control home.
32 bars 4 beats 4 divisions 240 ticks.
And control N.
45 bars 1 beat 3 divisions 1 tick.
So you see we now have the region that starts at 33 to 45 selected. And if we press the left arrow again, we'll move to a region that starts at
9 bars 1 beat 1 division 1 tick.
Bar 9 and ends at
21 bars 1 beat 1 division 1 tick.
Bar 21. So that's how you can select regions. If you remember earlier, I also said that when you split a region, you turn one region into two, kind of like when you have a piece of paper and you rip it into two, you take that one piece of paper and you turn it into two pieces of paper, right? So now let's go to, say, bar 17. So I'm at bar 21 because I just did control end, if you remember. And if I use comma, I'll move backwards one bar at a time. So let's go to bar 17.
20 bars, 1 beat, 1. 19 bars, 1 beat, 1. 18 bars, 1 beat, 17 bars, 1 beat, 1 division, 1 tick.
So I just press comma to move over to bar 17. Now, as you remember, we have the region that goes from 9 to 17 selected, and we verified that with control home and control end. And then once I had the playhead at bar 21 at the end of the region, I use comma to move the playhead over to bar 17. So when you press Command T, you're going to split the region where the playhead is, right? So if I press Command T right now,
split regions events at playhead position.
You see it says split region event at playhead position. So it splits the region at the playhead. And if I do Control End, you'll see the region still ends at 21.
21 bars 1 beat 1 division 1 tick.
And if I do control home.
17 bars 1 beat 1 division 1 tick.
You see the region now starts at bar 17, not bar 9. So whenever you split the region, the part of the region that's to the right of the playhead is what's selected. If I want the region that goes from 9 to 17, the region to the left of the playhead, I'll have to press the left arrow to select that region. So press the left arrow once. And now if I press control home.
9 bars 1 beat 1 division 1 tick.
And control N.
17 bars 1 beat 1 division 1 tick.
You see, we have that region that goes from 9 to 17 selected. And if I press the right arrow here, I now will have the region that goes from 17 to 21 selected.
21 bars 1 beat 1 division 1 tick. 17 bars 1 beat 1 division 1 tick.
And control N and control home verify that. So now press the left. Now if we press the right arrow again, we will move to the region that starts at bar 33, or technically bar 32 beat 4. Division 4, tick 240. So control home.
32 bars, 4 beats, 4 divisions, 240 ticks.
32 bars, 4 beats, 4 divisions, 240 ticks, right? And control end.
45 bars, 1 beat, 3 divisions, 1 tick.
That is a region that ends at bar 45 and starts at bar 33. So let's press control home.
32 bars, 4 beats, 4 divisions, 240 ticks.
Now that we're at bar 33, or bar 32 beat 4, division 4, tick 240, let's move forward to bar 41, because that's where we want to split this region. So I'm going to use period to move forward.
34 bars 1 beat 1 35 bars 1 beat 1 36 bars 1 beat 1 37 bars 1 beat 1 38 bars 1 beat 1 39 bars 1 beat 1 40 bars 1 beat 1 division 1 41 bars 1 beat 1 division 1 tick.
And that puts us at bar 41 now, right? So I just press period until I got to bar 41. Now if I press command T, that is going to split the region here at bar 41. So command T.
Split regions events at playhead position.
It says split region at playhead position. And once again, what's to the right of the playhead should be selected. I could do control end and control home. And that should let me know that the region ends at 45 and starts at 41, right? So control end.
45 bars 1 beat 3 divisions 1 tick.
And control home.
41 bars 1 beat 1 division 1 tick.
You see, we have that region from 45 to 41 selected. And if I tap the left arrow once and press control home.
32 bars 4 beats 4 divisions 240 ticks.
Region that starts right around bar 33 and
41 bars 1 beat 1 division 1 tick.
Ends at bar 41. So that's how we can split these regions up. So now we have four regions on this track instead of two regions. And same deal if I move up to
track one instrumental
and back onto the track.
Track two vocals.
You'll see that control end and control homes will still tell me this ends at 45 and starts at bar 9. So control end.
45 bars 1 beat 3 divisions 1 tick.
And control home.
9 bars 1 beat 1 division 1 tick.
But now we have four regions on this track, right? So remember, to select the first region on a track, we want to hit the right arrow twice. So I just press the right arrow twice. So now that first region should go from 9 to 17. So let's verify that. Control end. It should say 17.
17 bars 1 beat 1 division 1 tick.
Yep. And control home.
9 bars 1 beat 1 division 1 tick.
Says 9, right? Press the right arrow once. And now we're going to have the region go from 17 to 21. So let's try control home.
17 bars 1 beat 1 division 1 tick.
And control end.
21 bars 1 beat 1 division 1 tick.
Yep. And now press the right arrow again. We should have the region goes from about 33 to 41, so control home.
32 bars, 4 beats, 4 divisions, 240 ticks.
And control end.
41 bars, 1 beat, 1 division, 1 tick.
If I press the right arrow one more time, we're going to have the region that ends at bar 45.
45 bars, 1 beat, 3 divisions, 1 tick.
And starts at bar 41.
41 bars, 1 beat, 1 division, 1 tick.
All right, so there you have it. You have that region split up into 4. And if we do the left arrow, we can go back to the previous region, 33 to 41, control home.
32 bars, 4 beats, 4 divisions, 240 ticks. 41 bars, 1 beat, 1 division, 1 tick.
And control end says that it ends at 41, left arrow. If we press the left arrow twice, we'll select the first region, the one that goes from 9 to 17, right? So let's try that. 1, 2, so.
9 bars, 1 beat, 1 division, 1 tick.
9.
17 bars, 1 beat, 1 division, 1 tick.
To 17, right? So you see, I pressed the left arrow twice because it selected the previous region, 17 to 21. Pressed it again, it selected the region from 9 to 17. So once you get used to this, you don't always necessarily have to stop and check every region. You can press it 2 or 3 times and then do control home and control N. So case in point, if I wanted the last region on the track, I could press the right arrow 3 times. 1, 2, 3, control N.
45 bars, 1 beat, 3 divisions, 1 tick. 41 bars, 1 beat, 1 division, 1 tick.
And control home, right? But remember, this is the last region on the track. If I want the first region, instead of pressing the left arrow 3 times, I can just press the right arrow twice, because the first time it unselects everything, since this is the last region, and then the second time it wraps around and selects the first region, right? So if I press the right arrow twice, you'll see control home.
9 bars, 1 beat, 1 division, 1 tick.
And
17 bars, 1 beat, 1 division, 1 tick.
Control N. And same deal, let's say I knew I wanted to select the last region on the track, I could press the left arrow twice. The first time will unselect the first region on the track. The second time it'll wrap around and select the last region on the track. So control N.
45 bars, 1 beat, 3 divisions, 1 tick.
And control
41 home. Bars, 1 beat, 1 division, 1 tick.
So that is how you can work with regions in Logic when you split them, etc., etc., etc. Hope you found that useful and helpful. We're going to have some more tutorials coming your way on how to also continue to work with and edit regions in Logic. If you're not a member yet, there's also a bunch of excellent tutorials that go deeper on a lot of this stuff in the members area, in addition to that will greatly complement the Get In Started guide and the content here in the mailing list.